Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive, talking to us about the traffic. Government says traffic's going to become intolerable. Trains are the answer. Well, it's nice to say it, but is there any substance to that?
You know, Howard, it's really phenomenal that they start thinking about this. But seriously, shouldn't this have been thought about a long time ago? And I don't want to be seen to be nailing government. But we could see from 2010 with World Cup what was going to be the traffic scenarios. And I know you travel frequently, mm-hmm. so if you've been to Cape Town, you can appreciate just how bad the congestion is. Traveling this time of the year, you know, because it's so dark in the morning and the evening, that N1 coming down from Paarl to Cape Town is just solid lights. So it's not getting any better. There are some solutions, I think, which if you'd like, we can kind of unpack them.
So we know that. I mean, Cape Town has definitely become virtually impossible. I mean, they've got the problem there as well with sea on the one side, mountains on the other. So you can't just keep building more and more roads. There was a magnificent train system that that went into the most terrible state. I see that there is a huge attempt to try and revitalize it, but until that's done and until people know that it's safe, surely that's not going to be a solution for everybody.
Absolutely. And just talking about that train trip from Cape Town to Simonstown used to be a kind of an iconic trip.
Oh, you don't loved want it to travel. Absolutely.
That. And you stop off at Colt Bay and have dinner and then catch the train back. But let's talk to that. You know, the one thing I would love to be able to say to you, what we do, training provides an incredible benefit. And yes, it does, but only to a certain extent. Because if people drove more defensively, we wouldn't have these accidents that come about as a result of being people not paying attention, which in itself builds up to some type of significant congestion. But that's kind of utopian if I was wishing for it. But, you know, I think if we can learn one or two lessons from COVID, mm-hmm. it taught us that if we look at work differently, because to say to people, as they do in the UK, you know, don't take your vehicle into the center of London because there's a congestion charge and you're going to pay, but there is an alternative. We don't have that alternative in that format. But what we do have is the opportunity to think very smartly. If you look at any given time on the highway traveling into Johannesburg, how many vehicles are single vehicle occupants?
Yeah.
Now, a good while ago, the Metro tried a system and it didn't work, where they would give lane preference to a vehicle that had, I think, two or more occupants. I thought the concept was brilliant. Its execution was, of course, a little bit difficult because, you know, we have with the yellow lane today, which is that's an optional lane. People think that when there's traffic, you just use that. And I think people would show gross disregard for that lane and its intended purpose. But it does show that there was some out-of-the-box thinking. But we don't have to wait for government to create those opportunities. I'm sure that if we did a whip around, we could look at how we could reschedule our days, our times, with some flexi time, so not to hit the congestion that you find early in the morning and late in the afternoon. I know of people who go to start work at 6 o'clock, they finish at 3 o'clock. That way avoiding the congestion. And I don't think not certainly for the foreseeable future, be like India. If you've ever driven in one of those cities, a three-lane highway becomes a five-lane highway.
I've never been more convinced of my impending death than when driving in India.
Yeah, you know what I did find in driving in India? They're a hang of a lot more disciplined. Noisy, true. They've got the hooters that are perpetually going. But it's some type of communication system that works for them. But you and I know, and maybe this is where you start with your radio station, just encourage people to think differently. It doesn't solve the problem in perpetuity, but it gets rid of some of the frustration that you and I have in driving in peak hour traffic. Therefore, we're not going to be as stressed. Therefore, we are not going to be as given to road rage. The likelihood of us being involved in a crash is reduced substantially. So those are benefits that we can enjoy right now.
The reality is, though, that with more and more people using the roads, with the similar amount of roads, we are going to see more congestion unless we do something very active about it. And it's interesting what you're saying is that there are certain things that we could do, and that is looking at our times a little bit differently, when we go into work, when we don't, and how we get around. Are there any other ideas that you might have?
You know, I know Johannesburg Station years ago, where it was a hive of activity, people coming in from the suburbs that were working in town. Now, what has changed is businesses become very decentralized. So therefore, those people need to go, instead of going to the center of Joburg, now go to Sandton or Randburg or something like that, or in the case of Cape Town. But you know what I did find? There's a train that travels from Paarl to Cape Town. It's not exactly great, but the fantastic thing is that it's grown significantly with the number of coaches added. It goes in at a certain time in the morning, and it leaves in a certain time in the afternoon. Now, that, from a convenience point of view, I think is phenomenal. Motorists don't have to take their cars in because they know there is a reliable system that will get them to work and from work. Admit it's very kind of stereotyped that you've got to be at a certain time, etc. But a little bit of discipline is not a bad thing. And I'm sure that if we saw the benefits, I know that personally, if I was able to provide that to my staff, I think it was a brilliant opportunity. But, you know, it speaks to the challenges that we have with PRASA. We know that many of our rail systems, although I see there's an article in the papers reading in the flight back from Cape Town, from Durban yesterday, that Transnet is going to be doing things. We've already seen some changes now with the line that they've opened up from Durban because of the flooding. And we trust that maybe unearthing some of these problems in those peristatals will make them better, so that what infrastructure is there, if it were cleaned up, tidied up, and modernized, it would provide some type of solution while it gets extended. I'm not sure, Howard, did you hear about the motivation for extending Howard Train?
No.
And I think the comment was that they need to extend its reach. But the train is a bit of an elitist, mode of transport, as I understand. People between, you know, Johannesburg and the airport, and Johannesburg and Pretoria and Sandton. It's pretty elitist, wouldn't you say? Does it help out the masses? I don't think so. But maybe the move toward improving and thinking along those lines will at least get us and give us some hope for the future that this incredible congestion is going to be alleviated at some stage.
Yeah, and a couple of comments from listeners, Mark, saying, how about fixing up the pothole robots, road signs, etc.? Those basics also make a difference, because if there are accidents and if everybody's waiting to pass to go around a pothole, that it doesn't, that's also a problem. It's a fascinating...
They're navigating the Grand Canyon, eh?
Exactly, and as people are saying, you know, now that it's raining in Joburg, you can play is it a pothole or is it a puddle as you drive through. Not simple at all. Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive, talking to us about South Africa's traffic becoming intolerable and how do we fix it.